Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Dal, the ninth parak, Mishahaya. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Haya Omet Chutz Modi'im, if one was situated beyond Modi'im on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, V'yachu Ekanes Besusim Befradim, but he was able to race to Yerushalayim and get to the Azar in time by riding on horses or mules, one might think he should be Chayev. Therefore, the Torah teaches Ubederek Haya. And if he was not on a distant road, indicating the course was for someone who was not on a distant road and failed to come. And this person was on a distant road and is therefore pater. If this person was situated within the perimeter defined by Modi'im, but he could not enter the Azor because of the camels and wagons of the Ledim, which Rashi explains means he had loaded his children and household members upon them, one might think that he should be pater. The Torah therefore teaches Ubederek Haya, and if he was not on a distant road, and in this case, he was not on a distant road and is Chayev. Rashi explains that he cannot be considered an onus since he should have gone ahead on his own to Shecht. Point number two, Rava said, Shisa alpe parsi havi alma, the compass of the sun as it passes over the world is 6,000 parsos, the sumpka derekia alpe parsi, and the thickness of the firmament is 1,000 parsos. After the Gemara explains how Rabbah arrived at these values, it brings a number of refutations, one being from the following brisa. Mitzrayim hi arba meos parsa al arba meos parsa. Mitzrayim is 400 parsa long by 400 parsa wide. And Mitzrayim is only 1/60th the size of Cush. And Cush is only 1/60th the size of the world. And the world is only 1/60th the size of Gan Eden. And Gan Eden is only 1/60th of the size of Eden. And Eden is only 1/60th the size of Gehenna. Nimsa kolam kulo kikisui kadero gehenim. It's thus found that the entire world, in comparison to Gehenim, is like a pot cover compared to a pot. If the world is 60 times larger than Mitzrayim, and therefore far larger than 6,000 parsos, the compass of the sun must be even larger. And point number three, another refutation of Rava's calculation is learned from the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what answer did the Baskol give to that Rasha Nebuchadnezzar when he said, I will ascend to the tops of the clouds, I'll like myself to the Most High. The Baskol called out and said, Rasha ben Rasha ben Benosha Nimona Rasha. Rasha, the son of a Rasha, grandson of the wicked Nimrod, who led the whole world in rebellion against me during his reign. Kamashnosov shal Adam, how many are the years of man? 70 years, and with strength, 80 years. Mina arts adwar rekiya mahal chamesh mil shana. Now, from the earth to the rekiya is a journey of 500 years, and the thickness of the rekiya is a journey of 500 years, and between the first rekiya and the second rekiya is a journey of 500 years, and so on between each of the rekiyas. How then could you ever scale the heights of Shemaim? Ach el Sha'ul Turad el Yekasevor. Rather, but to the netherworld will you be brought down, to the depth of the pit. Rashi brings the Gemara in Chagiga, which proves this is a much larger measure than Rava's calculation. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a brisa, Haya Omet Chutz Modi'im, if one was situated beyond Modi'im on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, V'yachu Ekanes Besusim Befradim, but he was able to race to Yerushalayim and get to the Azar in time by riding on horses or mules, one might think he should be Chayev. Therefore, the Torah teaches Ubederek Haya, and if he was not on a distant road, indicating the course was for someone who was not on a distant road and failed to come. And this person was on a distant road and is therefore pater. If this person was situated within the perimeter defined by Modi'im, but he could not enter the Azor because of the camels and wagons of the Ledim, which Rashi explains means he had loaded his children and household members upon them, one might think that he should be pater. The Torah therefore teaches Ubederek Haya, and if he was not on a distant road, and in this case, he was not on a distant road and is Chayev. Rashi explains that he cannot be considered an onus since he should have gone ahead on his own to Shecht. Point number two, Rava said, Shisa alpe parsi havi alma, the compass of the sun as it passes over the world is 6,000 parsos, the sumpka derekia alpe parsi, and the thickness of the firmament is 1,000 parsos. After the Gemara explains how Rava arrived at these values, it brings a number of refutations, one being from the following brisa. Mitzrayim hi arba meos parsa al arba meos parsa. Mitzrayim is 400 parsa long by 400 parsa wide. And Mitzrayim is only 1/60th the size of Cush. And Cush is only 1/60th the size of the world. And the world is only 1/60th the size of Gan Eden. And Gan Eden is only 1/60th of the size of Eden. And Eden is only 1/60th the size of Gehenim. Nimsa kolam kulo kikisui kadero Gehenim. It's thus found that the entire world, in comparison to Gehenim, is like a pot cover compared to a pot. If the world is 60 times larger than Mitzrayim, and therefore far larger than 6,000 parsos, the compass of the sun must be even larger. And point number three, another refutation of Rebbe's calculation is learned from the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what answer did the Baskol give to that Rasha Nebuchadnezzar when he said, Elel b'masei aved dama le'elyon, I will ascend to the tops of the clouds, I'll like myself to the Most High. The Baskol called out and said, Rasha ben Rasha ben Benoshel nimon Rasha. Rasha, the son of a Rasha, grandson of the wicked Nimrod, who led the whole world in rebellion against me during his reign. Kamashnosov shel Adam, how many are the years of man? 7 years, and with strength, 80 years. Mina arts adu rekiya mahal chamesh mil shana. Now, from the earth to the rekiya is a journey of 500 years, and the thickness of the rekiya is a journey of 500 years, and between the first rekiya and the second rekiya is a journey of 500 years, and so on between each of the rekiyas. How then could you ever scale the heights of Shemaim? Ach el Sha'ul Turad el Yekasevor. Rather, but to the netherworld will you be brought down, to the depth of the pit. Rashi brings the Gemara in Chagiga, which proves this is a much larger measure than Rava's calculation. All right, so now we go to our Sim for Dav Tzadi Dalet, and our standard Simon is a hunter. Tzad, a hunter. So here goes. The hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family, loaded up on wagons, had no idea he was standing on top of the massive pot-covered Gehenim, where a silly little emperor below was jumping up and down, claiming he would reach the heavens. Once again, slow motion. The hunter, that must be more duff, Tzadi Dalet. The hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family, loaded up on wagons, which reminds us that a Braisa said that the determining factor regarding being chayv is if one is on a distant road. If one was beyond Modi'im, but he could race to get to the Azara, he would be patur because he was on a distant road. If he was within the perimeter defined by Modi'im, but could not get there because he was slowed down due to his wagon loaded up with his family, he would be chayv. He's not considered an onus since he should have gone on his own to Shecht. So the hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family loaded up on wagons, had no idea he was standing on top of the massive pot-covered Gehenim, which reminds us, Rava's calculation for the compass of the sun being 6,000 parsos was refuted by a braisa that stated Mitzrayim is 400 parsa long by 400 parsa wide, and Mitzrayim is only 1/60th the size of Cush, and Cush is only 1/60th the size of the world, and the world is only 1/60th the size of Gan Eden, and Gan Eden is only 1/60th the size of Eden, and Eden is only 1/60th the size of Gehenim. Nisa kol on kulo kikisui katero Gehenim. It's thus found that the entire world, in comparison to Gehenim, is like a pot cover compared to a pot. If the world is 60 times larger than Mitzrayim, and therefore far larger than 6,000 parsos, the compass of the sun must be even larger. So the hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family loaded up on wagons, had no idea he was standing on top of the massive pot-covered Gehenim, where a silly little emperor below was jumping up and down, claiming he would reach the heavens. Which reminds us, the Baskol's response to Nebuchadnezzar, who said he would ascend to above the clouds and like himself to the Most High, was that he was a fool, given the 500-year distance to the first Rekiah, the 500-year distance to go through the Rekiah, and the subsequent journeys through all seven Rekiahs and the areas in between. So once again, the hunter stuck on the road Erev Pesach with his hunting gear and family loaded up on wagons, had no idea who was standing on top of the massive pot-covered Gehenim, where a silly little emperor below was jumping up and down, claiming he would reach the heavens. All right, now it's time for a four blah bat chazara. Dav Tzadi. So the simmer Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset he'd have to rely on collections from the tzedakah box. Tzedakah box? That must mean one Dav Tzadi. The pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, the Pasuk states, V'im yimat habayis miyos meseh, if the household is too small for a lamb, then others should also be registered for it. This is interpreted to mean that if one cannot afford the items needed for the lamb, he may sell portions of it and thereby sustain the lamb from the proceeds of the lamb. The Tanakhama says he may only sell for things required for eating the lamb, but not for other purchases. Rashi explains it can be sold to purchase firewood. Rebbe says he may sell it even to have money required for other purchases. That is, that if one does not have enough money for his personal needs, he may register another person with him, and the monies that come into his possession are chum, because it's on these terms that Jews are makdish their Pesach offerings in the first place. This means that one who designates an animal as a Pesach retains it as property so that he can sell it for whatever purposes he likes. So the pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset he'd have to rely on collections from the tzedakah box for his matzah and maror, which reminds us there's a malchokas rabbi and rabbi zeh regarding the dispute between the Tanakhama and Rebbe. One holds that everybody agrees that one can sell portions of the Pesach for the purposes of buying wood, since it's for the preparations of the Pesach. They disagree regarding purchasing matzah and maror. The rabbanim prohibited because they hold it's a different act of eating, whereas Rebbe Rebbe permits it since it renders a Pesach fit for eating, it's viewed like the Pesach itself. The other one holds that everybody agrees that one may sell portions for matzah and maror. Since these foods render the Pesach fit for eating, they're viewed like the Pesach itself. They disagree with regard to someone who needs money with which to buy a shirt or a cloak. So the pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset that he'd have to rely on collections from the tzedakah box for his matzah and maror. When all of a sudden someone, Tami from a sheret, said he could have his, since his Pesach was pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Which reminds, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, we shech the Pesach and throw its blood for a tefil yom and a mechusar kippurim, but we don't do someone who's a tami from a sheretz. Ua said, we do shech the Pesach and throw its blood for someone tami from a sheretz. The Gemara goes through a lengthy analysis to explain, according to Rav, what the difference is between a tefil yom, who will be fit to partake of the Pesach by nightfall, and the one who's tami from a sheretz, who will also be fit by nightfall. Daf Tzadi Av. So the symbol Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. The prisoner standing under the exit sign. Exit sign? That must mean Ron Daf. Tzadi Aleph. The prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that we may shech the Pesach for people that might become unfit to partake of the carbon when the time comes to eat it, if they're presently fit to eat it now. But we don't shech the Pesach for them alone out of concern that they may become unfit and invalidate the Pesach. Rather, they may bring it in partnership with others. Rabbi Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the prisoner that this only applies with regard to a prison of Nachrim, since they cannot be trusted to keep their word. But if he's held in a Jewish prison, we may shech the Pesach for him alone. Since he promised him release, they'll surely release him, as it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael Yasu Avlo Yedavru Chazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not perform iniquity and will not speak lies. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously waiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a Pesach can be shechted for a single individual. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot, whereas Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara brings a brace to the Tot. Where do we know that we cannot shech the Pesach for a single individual? The Torah states, Osucho isbochas a Pesach ba'achet sha'arecha. You may not shech the Pesach in one of your cities. Rashi explains that the superfluous word ba'achet in one is referring to one who wishes to bring a Pesach on his own. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says if a single individual is able to eat it, which Rashi explains means a kazais, then it shechted for him. Rabbi Yossi learns from that pasuk that the prohibition of shechting a Pesach on a bamas yachid only applies during a period of iser bamos. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach, while a group of women were being told they had to offer theirs as part of a group. Which reminds us, there's a three machlokes regarding women bringing the Pesach. Rav Yudah says, for a woman on Pesach Rishon, we can shech for her alone since it's a chiyuv, but on Pesach Sheni, we make her an adjunct to a group of others, since a Pesach Sheni for her is only a reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is chayv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so that in both cases, the Pesach may be brought for her alone. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman may only be part of a group of others for Pesach Rishon, since it's only a reshus, and she may not be part of a Pesach Sheni at all, even as a reshus. Gav Tzadi Beis, the symbol for Gav Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The Onan who is going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, that must be more duff. Tzadi Beis, Tzav. The Onan who is going to eat his Pesach after toving the mikveh full of turtles, which reminds us, the next mission at the bottom of Daf Tzadi Alpha and Beis states that an Onan immerses and eats his Pesach after nightfall on the day of the death of his close relative, but may not partake of other kachim on that night. And the Gemara asks what the reason is for permitting to eat the Pesach but no other kachim, and the answer is, Kasabra Aninas Dalayo de Rabbanin. It's because our Mishnah holds that the state of Aninas on the night following the death is only the Rabban. So in the case of the Pesach, the Rabban did not establish the Gezerah in the face of a mitzvah which carries with it a penalty of Karas. But in the case of other Kachim, where eating them is only a mitzvah zaseh, they did establish their Gezerah. So the Onan, who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, felt bad that the Ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him. Which reminds, the Mishnah states that a ger sheni zgar be'erev Pesach, a ger converted on erev Pesach, Beisham may say that he may immerse and eat his Pesach that night. And Beisila says, a porch min orla, ka porch min a kever. One who separates from his orla is as one who separates from the grave. Rashi explains that he must go through the purification process of waiting 7 days and having hazad done on the 3rd and 7th day. Rabbi Burachan had said in the Rabbi Yochanan that the Malchus was only regarded to an orla nachri, who converted erev Pesach. Beisila hold, they enacted this decree, lest in the coming year he becomes tummy from a mace, and I'll say to himself, did I not immerse last year on Erev Pesach and eat of the Pesach despite being exposed to the tomb of a maze? Now too, I'll immerse by day and eat the Pesach by night despite being a tummy maze. And I'll not realize that in the previous year he wasn't subject to tumas maze, because he was a Nachri. Beishamay say they did not enact this decree. They do agree that an Ari Yisrael that had Mila Erev Pesach immerses and eats the Pesach at night. So the Onan, who was going to eat his Pesach after toveling in the mikveh full of turtles, felt bad that the Ger who converted hours earlier couldn't join him, and didn't know if his doing Shechita and Zrika for his friend stuck on a distant road would exempt his friend from a Pesach Sheni. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Machlokas and Maariv in a case where one was on a distant road too far to arrive in time to shecht the Pesach himself, and others shechted it and did Zrikas Adam on his behalf. Rav Nachman says, Hurtza, acceptance of the Pesach, is affected, and he's putter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, and Rav Shesha says, Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, and he must bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara explains that according to Rav Nachman, who holds Hurtza, acceptance is affected, because the Torah simply took pity on him for not being able to reach Yerushalayim in time, and offered him a second chance, but if he did manage to participate in the first Pesach, by having someone shechted for him, Taboro Rav Bracha, let him be blessed. Rav Shesha, who holds Lo Hurtza, acceptance is not affected, holds that the Torah barred him from the first Pesach, just as it barred a Tame from the Pesach. The Gemara continues with each Amora bringing support for his position. Dav Tzadik Gimel. So the Simfer Dav Tzadik Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The Pesach Sheni train. Train? That must mean we're on Dav Tzadik Gimel. The Pesach Sheni train full of passengers eager to fulfill their chiyuv and not be chayiv kares, which reminds us of the three-way machlokes regarding the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rebbe holds one is chayiv kares for deliberately failing to bring a Pesach Rishon and is similarly chayiv for not bringing the Pesach Sheni. Rebbe Nassim holds one is only chayiv for deliberately failing to bring a Pesach Rishon, and Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya holds one is not chayiv kares even for the first Pesach unless he deliberately did not offer the Pesach Sheni either. So the Pesach Sheni train full of passengers, eager to fulfill their chiyuv and not be chayiv kares, starts singing Mazel Tov to the newly converted ger and bar mitzvah boy. Which reminds us, the Gemara elaborates on the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Nassim with the case of a ger that converts between the two Pesachs and the boy who became a bar mitzvah between them. Rebbe holds their chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni because Sheni regal b'fnei atzmahu. Pesach Sheni is an independent regal, whereas Rebbe Nassim holds they're not chayiv since the Sheni is a tashlumin of the Rishon. So the Pesach Sheni train full of passengers eager to fulfill their chiyuv and not be chayiv kares, started singing Mazel Tov to the newly converted ger and bar mitzvah boy, who boarded the train at Modi'in. Which reminds us that the next Mishnah states, what's the measure of a derech rechoka, a distant road, meaning how far need one be from the base of Migdash to be deferred to Pesach Sheni? So Rabbi Kiva says, from the town of Modi'in and beyond, or a similar distance in any direction, Rabbi Gezer says, Mi'iskupas ha'azorah v'lechutz, from the threshold of the azorah and beyond. Now Ula and Rabbi Yehuda disagree as to how far Modi'in is from Yerushalayim. Ula said, what's the definition of a distant road? Wherever he's so far that if he set out at noon, he'll not be able to arrive during the shechita, meaning that he'll not arrive before nightfall. Rav Yehuda said the definition is wherever he is so far that if he sets out at noon, he'll not even be able to arrive during the time of eating the Pesach, which is much later. This would mean Modin is further away, according to Rav Yehuda. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.